This is Akashvani, the news read by Amrit Bhushan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the arrival of the first freight train to the Kashmir Valley, marking a significant milestone in connecting the region to the national freight network. Responding to a social media post by the Union Minister for Railways, Ashwini Vaishnav, the Prime Minister said, "It is a great day for commerce and connectivity in Jammu and Kashmir, and the development will enhance both progress and prosperity." Mr. Vaishnav, in his post, said that today the first freight train reached the newly commissioned Anantnag goods shed in the Kashmir Valley from Punjab. He said transportation by railway network will reduce cost for the citizens living in Kashmir Valley. Six FIRs have been registered, including one against BJP MLA Ashok Dinda, in the light of alleged atrocities in connection with the State Secretariat Nabanna march yesterday, calling for justice for the R.G. Kar Medical College PGT doctor who was raped and murdered in the intervening night of 8th and 9th August last year. Police said that the protesters did not obey the Calcutta High Court order for a peaceful protest. In one major incident, the victim's mother was allegedly lathi-charged and assaulted by the police, which was denied by the authority. The parents of the deceased doctor had given a call for the State Secretariat Nabanna march yesterday. A group of protesters also called for a march towards the residence of West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee at Kalighat. Relief and rescue operations are in full swing in the disaster-affected areas of Dharali Harsil in Uttarkashi district of Uttarakhand. So far, more than 1,000 people have been rescued. The state government has announced to provide immediate assistance of 5 lakh rupees for houses that have been completely damaged in the disaster. A 3-member committee has been formed for the rehabilitation and livelihood strengthening of the affected people. Essential relief materials are being airdropped into the disaster-hit area by helicopters. Electricity and network services have been restored in the village and efforts are underway to reopen the roads soon. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami assured that the relief and rescue operations are about to get completed. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast for very heavy rainfall in Uttarakhand today. It said heavy rainfall is expected in Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, western and eastern Uttar Pradesh today. Coastal Andhra Pradesh, West Madhya Pradesh, Sub-Himalayan, West Bengal, Sikkim, Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura are also expected to witness heavy rainfall today. India has welcomed the forthcoming summit between the United States President Donald Trump and his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin that is scheduled to take place in Alaska on August 15. A statement issued by the Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, "India welcomes the understanding reached between the United States and the Russian Federation for a meeting in Alaska on 15th August 2025. This meeting holds the promise of bringing to an end the ongoing conflict in Ukraine and opening up the prospects for peace. As Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said on several occasions, this is not an era of war," added the statement. "New Delhi endorses the upcoming summit meeting and stands ready to support these efforts," said the statement. In China, 13 people died and 30 others missing as mountain torrents pounded Yuzhong County in Gansu province. Torrential rains which led to the mountain torrents began pounding Yuzhong as well as other areas of Lanzhou on Thursday evening, with precipitation reaching 220.2 millimeters by Friday noon. Search and rescue efforts and infrastructure repairs are underway. In a statement, the Provincial Transport Department said a total of 9,828 people in Yuzhong have been relocated to safe areas. Mohun Bagan's supergiant has reached the quarterfinal of 134th Durand Cup football tournament. In the last league match of Group B in Yuva Bharati Krinangan, Salt Lake yesterday, Mohun Bagan defeated Diamond Harbour FC by 5-1 to reach the knockout stage as group toppers. The Indian women's team stormed into semi-finals with superb performances converted into victories yesterday in Asia Rugby Under-20 Championship Sevens being played at Rajgir in Bihar. After defeating Kazakhstan in their first match, the Indian girls thrashed UAE team in the second clash. In the afternoon match, with a commanding 31-7 triumph over the UAE, the team excelled to the semi-finals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.